Okay, now in this short series of slides, I will review some results on the noise which will be relevant to define an algorithm for the general Langevin equation, which is the analog of the Verlet algorithm. So let's see the results. So first thing, we define a Wiener process, so a function w of t, which is the integral of from 0 up to t of the noise eta of s. So this is the definition. And now we want to compute the correlation function of this quantity. So we want to compute the function g of t1 and t2, which is the average value over the noise of w of t1, w of t2. So we replace w with its definition, and so we have the two integrals in which there is the correlation function of the eta s1, eta s2. We know that this average value is equal to the delta function of s1 minus s2. So we must perform these two integrals, but here care should be done because the integration domain is different. S1 is integrated from 0 to t1, and s2 is integrated from 0 to t2. So we distinguish two different cases. First case, t1 is larger than t2. So in this case, we divide the interval from 0 to t1 in two subintervals. Since t1 is larger than t2, we have an interval which goes from 0 to t2, and then an interval that goes from t2 to t1. So we replace the integral over ds1 with two integrals, an integral in which ds1 goes from 0 to t2, and an integral in which s1 goes from t2 to t1. So now we apply the delta function. In the first integral, the delta function is equal to 1, because for each value of s1, since s1 is in the interval 0, t2, there is an s2 which is equal to s1. So in this case, the delta function, the integral of the delta function is equal to 1. In the second case, instead, the integral is 0, because s1 does not belong to the interval 0, t2 by definition, is outside. And so for each s1, there is no s2, which is equal to s1. This is not possible to have s1 equal s2. And so the integral of the delta function is 0. So we see that when we do the integral over s2, in the first case we get 1, in the second case we get 2. So we use the delta function, and then we have only the integral from 0 to t2 of ds1, which gives t2. So if t1 is larger than t2, the result is t2. We can repeat the argument for t2 larger than t1. So we do the separation now of the integral over ds2. And so we get two integrals. Everything is identical, but in the second integral, the integration domain of s1 and s2 are different. So the delta function is 0, while in the first case is 1. So we do the integral and we get t1. So the result is that we get t2 if t2 is less than t1, and we get t1 if t2 is larger than t1. So the result of the correlation function is the minimum between t1 and t2. So the correlation, the average value of wt1 and wt2, is the minimum of t1 and t2. Now we define a slightly different thing, which is wst, which is the integral from t to s. So there is very little difference with respect to the quantity that we have defined before. The only difference is that now the integral starts at a different value of t, a value t which is not 0. Of course, we can rewrite WST as a difference of WS minus WT. So at this point, we consider the correlation WS1T, WS2T, assuming that both S1 and S2 are larger than T. So this is the definition. So we replace each quantity with WS1 minus WT, WS2 minus WT. We do the four products and we use the results of the previous slide. And so we get the minimum between S1 and S2 minus the minimum of T and S2 minus the minimum of T and S1 plus T. Remember that S1 and S2 are larger than T, so the minimum between T and S2 is T. The minimum between T and S1 is T. And so we get the minimum of S1, S2 minus T. And it's immediate to verify that this is the minimum between S1 minus T and S2 minus T. And this is a somewhat obvious result because the noise is translation invariant. So W of S minus T is indeed a function simply of S minus T. It's not an independent function of S and T, but it's only a function of the difference between the two limits of S and T. And so if we write it in this way, then the result, the minimum of S1 minus T and S2 minus T, comes out immediately from the result valid for WS. For W with a single variable. So now we have computed the correlations of this function W, and we define another variable, which is W, which is U of T, T plus tau. So this correlation is the integral between T and T plus tau of DS, WST. And now remember that WST is only a function of the difference S minus T, because it's translation invariant. Then you may change variables, so define S prime, which is defined as S minus T. And this way we get an integral between 0 and 2 of DS prime WS prime. And this formula shows us that this quantity U of T, T plus tau, is indeed only a function of tau. So we can just compute it by setting t equals 0. There is no interest in using a value of t. So from now on, we'll focus on u as a function of the single variable tau, which represents the length of the time interval. So we want to compute the variance of this variable. So we compute u tau square. We use the definition, so this is the integral from 0 to of ds1, the integral of between 0 and tau in respect to ds2, of the average value of ws1, ws2. But now we know that this average value is the minimum of s1, s2. So now we should be careful in dividing the integration domain, which is a square of dimension tau times tau, in two pieces. In piece A, S2 is larger than S1, and in piece B, S1 is larger than S2. So U tau square is the integral in the domain A with respect to DS1, DS2 of S1, and it's plus the integral in the domain B with respect to DS1, DS2 of S2. So we parameterize A and B. A is obtained by integrating ds1 from 0 to tau and ds2 from the diagonal, so from s1 up to tau. This is the domain A. While in the domain B, we still integrate ds1 from 0 to tau, but ds2 goes from 0, the horizontal axis, up to the diagonal, which is s1. So this is the definition. We do the two integrals and we get tau cubed divided by 3. So this is the definition. And then we get the final integral that we have to do is the integral of u tau w tau, which is the integral over ds from 0 to tau of ws w tau, which is the integral over ds of minimum s tau. In this case, the minimum of the two values is s, and we get tau squared divided by 2.